And now this is a dictation for Rosemary Harville, H-A-R, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, May 28, 1947. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Horsley, follow-up for Mrs. Harville, progressive renal failure, underlying Sjogren's disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit a month ago, comes accompanied with family, weight is down, as well as appetite, some nausea, on activity but no vomiting, associated some palpitations, weakness and shortness of breath, no chest pains, feeling tired all the time, constipation or bleeding, chronic tremors of the head, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, uses a cane, next paragraph, because of worsening of kidney function, we have stopped the losartan and chlorthalidone. She follows with Dr. Sahai for anemia. Weight is also down to 216, 214, 210. Pressing medications, Norvasc. As the only blood pressure for her Sjogren's disease, remains on methotrexate, sulfasalazine, pain control, tramadol, for dryness of the mouth on pilocarpine, P-I-L-O-C-A-R-P-I-N-E, anticoagulation with Coumadin. Diabetes Januvia. Cholesterol management. Blood pressure 160/58 on the left side. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. Increases to. Appears regular. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistries, July 17. Creatinine up to 2.7, low sodium, low potassium, upper normal bicarbonate, normal calcium, glucose in the 160s. There has been severe anemia, 8.3. Normal albumin, phosphorus less than 4.8. There is gross proteinuria, 3.68. Urine shows occasional eosinophils. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure has a number of risk factors, including diabetes, Sjogren's, hypertension, She has progressive symptoms. Most of these probably are related to anemia. She's been followed with hematology, Dr. Sahai. She's getting her an ESP, I believe, every 2 weeks. I will advise to increase it to a weekly basis. She denies any external bleeding. Proteinuria is in the nephrotic range and probably has but there is no evidence of nephrotic syndrome given the normal albumin and no edema. The proteinuria very well could be from diabetes, but also from chronic glomerulonephritis. Sjogren usually causes interstitial disease. Occasionally, there is associated glomerulopathy. She's also exposed to bone marrow suppressants, including subcutaneous methotrexate, sulfasalazine, that might be exacerbating the anemia. She's going to do chemistries on a weekly basis. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure and potential dialysis. She wants no home peritoneal dialysis. She prefers in-center dialysis. She needs an AV fistula, and she's willing to proceed. She wants to go to Saginaw Vascular Center. We are making the referral. We will obtain the last echocardiogram from the Office of Cardiology, Dr. Mohan. If not recent available, we will update it. Some of her symptoms, I believe, are anemia, but could also be related to heart. And if there is significant changes of the heart, that will also explain kidney compromise. This is a complex situation, multiple questions, multiple potential issues, discussed with the patient family member, come back in a month, end of dictation,